Welcome to another edition of Clearing Customs, a weekly radio feature which gives you much needed information about customs policies and procedures. I'm your host, Dania Beckford. Last week, the Jamaica Customs Agency launched the Automated System for Customs Data, Asikuda World Project. The launch was held on Wednesday, August 13 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel and featured endorsements from the Honorable Dr. Maurice Guy, Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, the Honorable Anthony Hilton, Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, as well as Dr. the Honorable Peter Phillips, Minister of Finance and Planning. Here to tell us all about the Asikuda World Project is the project manager, Mr. Ian Channel. Welcome, Mr. Channel.
Thanks for having me, Daniel.
Now, why did Jamaica Customs deem it necessary to implement Asikuda World?
Well, as most of our listeners are already aware, the agency is not only becoming an executive agency, it is also modernizing its operations. A part of this modernization includes changing out our IT systems to one that is fully integrated, which allows for the customs agency to be more efficient and better facilitate trade. I should also add that Asikuda is a system developed by the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development for customs operations. It is operational in over 80 countries worldwide, and closer to home, is present in most of the CARICOM countries. Implementation in other countries have seen increased efficiencies in customs operations and have also increased revenues through improved compliance. We expect that the benefits accrued to Jamaica will be no different.
Okay, now, how is the project being funded and what is the scheduled time for the project to be fully implemented?
The project is financed by the Inter-American Development Bank, the IDB. It is slated to run for 2 years, so therefore implementation will be ending around 2016.
Okay, now, what are some of the benefits that the importing public experience with the implementation of Asikuda World?
Now, Asikuda World will see the Jamaica Customs Agency introducing simplified procedures for non-commercial shipments and a significant reduction in paper-based formalities for all our declarations. Commercial importers and exporters should see their brokers processing their shipments faster and more efficiently on average. Customs is also seeking to better integrate with port operators and other government agencies that play a part in releasing shipments so that the need to move between multiple entities is significantly reduced.
Now, I know that in other countries that utilize Asikuda World, they have named their system. Did Jamaica Customs name their system?
Yes. In fact, we had an internal competition for naming the system. And after quite a few dozen entries, some of them quite hilarious, we ended up choosing the Jamaica Electronic Trade System, JETS.
Okay. We have come to the end of this week's program. My guest was Mr. Ian Channer, Project Manager of the Asikuda World Implementation Team at Jamaica Customs. He told us all about the new Jamaica Electronic Trade System powered by Asikuda World, currently being implemented at Customs. Join us next week for another informative episode of Clearing Customs. Until then, I invite you to visit our website at www.jacustoms.gov.jm, where you can now access live help by clicking on the live help link or via our 24 for our quick response team at quick.response@jacustoms.gov.jm or call us at 1-888-CUSTOMS for more information. I am Dania Beckford.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.